started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for the things you're doing right now. And thank you for what you're about to do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things so work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for protecting us under your shield and shadow. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving us understanding of your truth, even the understanding of your word. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spiritual growth you have given us. Thank you for helping us to know you more. Thank you, Father. Thank you for drawing us closer to your heart. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking away weaknesses, spiritual weaknesses from us. Thank you also for taking away our sicknesses and diseases. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the lessons we have learned from the previous Bible study classes. And we thank you for what you're going to teach us again this night. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here to learn and to see more of your will as the scriptures exposes them. I ask that You speak to every heart right here, right now, and those that will still join, in Jesus' name. Let the entrance of the teaching of tonight be a great blessing to everyone here. And let there be transformation and revival in every life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to look at the next topic. And don't forget, we have been considering one of the subtopics that says reasons why persecutors attack Christians. Reasons why persecutors attack Christians. And last week we discussed on one of the reasons, which is their goal is to stop the witness. The goal of the persecutors, those who persecute God's people and God's servants, their goal is to stop the witness of the gospel. They know that the people of God will continue to witness about Jesus. That is, tell others their experiences with Jesus and all the good tidings Jesus had done in their lives. So the enemy doesn't want that. They don't want the gospel, the good news about Jesus to spread. They don't want people to know about Jesus. So they would persecute everyone that is spreading the gospel. Yeah. Or everyone that is speaking or teaching or preaching the truth. They are ready to persecute such people. Yeah, that was what we looked at last week. So today we are moving to another reason, which is wicked men hate the righteous. Another reason why the persecutors would do everything in their power to persecute or attack Christians is because they are wicked. The persecutors are wicked. And wicked men hate the righteous. So those that are wicked, they hate those that are righteous. Yeah, and we're going to be looking at different scripture verses that confirms this reason. Wicked men hate the righteous. I want us to look at the book of Psalms. Psalm 38, verse 20. Psalm 38, verse 20. Let us look at that, please. Psalm 38. Verse 20. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I followed the thing that good is. Yeah, the writer of this psalm said, they also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I followed the thing that good is. Yeah, rendering evil for good. Yeah, that is, these people, they do not mind your good works. In fact, they do not mind all the help you have done to them. All that they want to do to you is evil, despite that you have been doing good to them all this while. So that is a characteristic of wicked people. So these are people that all they want to do is wickedness continually. All that they want to do is evil continually. Yeah, they don't know how to return kindness. Yeah, they don't know how to show mercy. They do not know how to show love. All that they want to do is evil. And they are not willing to stop. They are not willing to repent. Yeah. So even if you appear to be nice to them, or kind to them, or good to them, they do not see that, or it doesn't impress them. They are not impressed by your good work. All that they want for you, or for any righteous person, is evil. Yeah. In fact, some of them, when you do good to them, they misinterpret it, and they would even insult you and abuse you for being good to them. Because their mind, their heart are evil. Yeah, you know, the Bible said, to the pure, all things are pure. Let us look at that, please. Yeah, those that are pure in their heart, those who have pure heart, they they see purity in all things. Yeah, let us read Titus. Open your Bible to Titus chapter 1 verse 15. Titus chapter 1 verse 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Can you see that? Because they are not pure. So even if you present what is pure to them, they will not see it as pure, because their heart is evil. Their mind are defiled. Yeah. So they would misinterpret your goodness as evil. Yeah, because their heart is evil. So they do not know how to identify what is good. Yeah. So maybe you just greet them. Yeah, because you care for them, and then you send a word of greeting. And in their heart they start misinterpreting that word of greeting as something else. Yeah, or you just send a word of prayer to them, and then they start to misinterpret the word of prayer. Because their hearts are not pure. So even when they see what is pure, they will not receive it as pure. And maybe I should read it for you again. It says, unto the pure, all things are pure. All things are pure. Praise the Lord. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. You can see that. Unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. I pray you will not be defiled and unbelieving. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah. We saw how certain wicked people persecuted Jesus during his earthly ministry days. They just hated him for no reason. And they were plotting to kill him. Yeah, at a point, Jesus challenged them. He said, all this while I've been doing good works. He said, which of the good works I have done? Or should I say, he told them that which of the good works he has done among them made him guilty and worthy of death, or of being stoned to death. Yeah, but they acknowledged, they said, yes, you have done good works. Yeah, but yes, we still hate you. Yeah, because you are calling yourself the Son of God. Yeah, you are saying that your Father is God. So which means you are making yourself equal with God. yeah. So despite the good works Jesus did among them, do you know? Got some miracles from him. I mean, some of the people persecuted Jesus also had received some blessings from him. Yeah. But Satan entered into their head, into their heart, and they felt it is good to receive good works from Jesus, or miracles from Jesus, and yet still take a stone to kill him. Yeah, so that is how wicked people are. I pray you will not be wicked. Yeah, so wicked men hate the righteous. Yeah, they always hate the righteous, and they will always persecute the righteous. They will always attack the righteous. Yeah, because their nature is wicked. The nature in them is wicked, is evil. Yeah, you know, Jesus also said something about a good tree producing good fruit. Let us look at that, please. Yeah, I want you to know these things so that you don't get surprised when some people begin to show hatred toward you. Yeah, because the Bible already told us about such people. Yeah, I want to bring up that verse. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 43. Open your Bibles to that, please. This is Bible study class. And in a Bible study class, you open your Bibles so that you can learn and confirm that every teaching you are hearing is the truth and nothing but the truth. So Luke chapter 6, I read from verse 43. It says, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit." Yeah, can you see that? It says a good tree doesn't bring forth corrupt fruit, and then a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. So that is why I, as a person, I don't expect anything good from someone that doesn't know Christ or know God. Yeah, for someone that is not saved, someone that is not born again, I don't expect anything good from such person. Yeah, because the Bible already told us that a corrupt tree cannot produce good fruit. Yeah, so even if that tree tries to produce something good, run away from that thing, because it is not good. I don't know if you're getting my point. If someone that is corrupt and evil and wicked is trying to do something good, you should not accept that goodness. In fact, run away from that good thing that is coming from a corrupt person. And the reason is because it is not good, because a corrupt person can never bring forth what is good. Yeah, it's not possible. Yeah, and the same thing applies to a good tree. A good tree can never produce corrupt fruit. Yeah, and then you might be asking that. You might be asking that, what about some unbelievers that are doing good? Yeah, is their good not good? I mean, is the good they are doing not good, or should not? The good they are doing, should we consider it as evil? Well, the truth is that if a corrupt person is going to do good, that means God must be the one, using that corrupt person. I don't know if you get my point. If, let's say, a corrupt person, a wicked person, an unrighteous person, he is found doing what is good, then you should know that it is not that person, it is God trying to use that person at that time. Yeah, because it is impossible for a corrupt person to produce good works. It is impossible. Yeah, but if at all we see a corrupt person, a wicked person doing what is right, then it is not that person at that time. It is God just walking through that person. Yeah, that is it, because we know it from the scriptures that only good trees can produce good fruit. Yeah, so don't get confused, because God can actually use anyone. In fact, God can use his enemies. We have examples in the Bible where God would use even his enemies to carry out his will. Yeah, so God can even use unbelievers and idol worshippers to carry out his will on earth. But that doesn't mean the people in that category will continue to do good. They can't, because it is not in their nature to do good. They just can't do good. And I also want you to know that being morally right doesn't mean a good work in the sight of God. Yeah, some people, they are not born again, but they tell others that they are generous. Yeah, they are not They're not believers. They are unbelievers, but they say to the public that they are generous and they are givers, and they are ready to help the poor. They are ready to support those that are in need. I want you to know that the fact that they do those things doesn't mean God is pleased with their works. Yeah, because some of them, the motive through which they do it is wrong. Yeah, the motive in their heart, the motive in their heart behind their generosity is wrong. Some of them will say, I'm donating $1 billion, or $500 million, or $100 million to support this foundation, this charity organization, or to support the people suffering in Afghanistan, the people suffering in Iraq, or the people suffering in Nigeria. Yeah, but they have in their heart a wrong motive behind the good work they are doing. Yeah, so someone could be morally good and not spiritually good. Yeah, someone could be very nice and not acceptable in the sight of God. That is the niceness of that person is not acceptable, or may not be acceptable in the sight of God. Yeah. So I want you to take note of that. So I believe now you agree with me that wicked people, we always hate righteous people because their nature is wicked. Yeah, except they become born again, then they can love and do good works. Let us continue. I want you to open your Bibles to Proverbs. Proverbs 29, verse 27. Proverbs 29, verse 27. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Yeah, can you see that? It says, an unjust man is a An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Now, do you know the meaning of abomination? Yeah. An abomination is something that is strange and unacceptable. Something that is strange and unacceptable. That is something that is strange in a place Yeah, that is you, and that is you bring something to a place, and that thing is unacceptable in that place. Yeah, it, you know, that thing is not supposed to be seen in that place. Yeah, that is an abomination. Yeah, in fact, most times, the penalty for bringing an abomination into into an holy place or a sacred place, most times the penalty is death. Yeah, death. So that is the relationship between a just man and an unjust person. So they are against each other. So they are abominations to one another. Yeah, so it's more like a cat and rat. Yeah, so one doesn't want the other alive, and the other one doesn't want the other alive. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, so that's the meaning of abominations. Yeah, the just person or the righteous person is an abomination to the unrighteous person or the unjust person. And the same goes vice versa. Yeah. It says, he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Yeah, so you should not be surprised when you get attacked for being righteous. Yeah, because it's in the Bible. Some people have come to me and then they would say, I don't know why these people are attacking me. Yeah, they would say, I didn't offend anyone. Yeah, I didn't do evil to anyone, but these people, they kept on attacking me. Yeah, it is normal that they attack you. Yeah, it's just normal. Yeah, because the unjust is an abomination to the just. So wicked men, they hate the righteous. So it shouldn't be a strange thing to you. It's a normal thing, and it's expected. Yeah, you don't need to offend anyone before they will attack you. You don't need to do evil to anyone before they will attack you, both spiritually and physically. And you should know it, that wicked people, they naturally hate righteous people, and they do not need any reason to attack you. And they don't need any reason to attack you, because the nature in them is evil. Yeah, so you don't need to have done something wrong against them or to have offended them before they will start to persecute and fight you. Yeah, so you should know that. However, the good news is that we serve a God that is able to deliver us from every attack that comes from wicked people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let us look at another scripture. open your Bible to Isaiah 59 verse 15. Isaiah 59 verse 15. Yea, fruit filling, and he that departeth from heaven maketh himself a prey, and the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Yeah, okay. Can you see that? Isaiah 59 verse 15. It says that the truth fails, and someone that have repented becomes a prey. Yeah, it said he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. Yeah. You know, there are cases where some Christians were persecuted in their place of work because they refused to take bribe, while others were taking bribes. These Christians refused to take bribe. And because of that, those ones that were that have been taking bribes, they felt we need to do something to this guy or this girl that is refusing to take bribe. Yeah, because if we don't do something to him or her, maybe you would expose us. Yeah, so they could attack the person spiritually, or they could find a lie. They could create a lie, or they could just cause a problem and put the person inside the problem and say the person is the one who caused the problem. Yeah, or what I'm saying is that there are cases where Christians have been attacked because they choose to not join the multitude to do evil. They choose to be different. They choose to turn away from the evil others have accepted, or others practice. Yeah, and because of that, some were even assassinated. Yeah, just because of that. Some were falsely accused. Some were framed as criminals because they chose to do righteousness. Yeah, so that is how wicked this generation is. Yeah, and as Christians, we should know this in our minds and be prepared for such kind of persecution. Yeah, apart from you prayerfully preparing yourself for persecution, this type of teaching is also to make you wiser than the enemy. Yeah, knowing that wicked people hate the righteous should make you wiser. Yeah, and you will know how to avoid doing business, or how to avoid close friendship with people that are wicked. Yeah, because Jesus also said, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. What that means is that as we live among wicked people, we should be wise enough to escape their evil plans. Yeah, I think that's the right word, escape. Yeah, we should be wise enough to escape their evil plans. Because if you're a Christian and you have a discerning spirit in you, you'll be able to discern the evil intentions in people before they carry out that evil on you. There's a way you can discern the evil plans in people before they carry out the plan on you. Yeah. So if you can detect, then you will know how to escape the evil they are planning. Yeah. So that was what Jesus meant when he said we should be wise as serpents, because serpents, though they represent evil in the Bible, yeah, but they are wise. Yeah. Jesus didn't say we should become serpents. Yeah, because serpents, they are deceitful creatures. Yeah. And poisonous, and they are seductive, they are deceitful. Yeah, they are hypocritical. Yeah, so Jesus didn't say we should become serpents, but he said we should borrow the wisdom that creature have. Yeah, and the wisdom they have is that they know how to hide and how to escape. Yeah, they know how to hide and how to escape. So as Christians, we also know how to hide and how to escape. How to hide from the wickedness that is in this world, and how to escape the evils that ungodly men are planning for us. Yeah, the wickedness they have in their heart to do against us. Yeah, we should know how to escape. I pray that the Lord give you wisdom that will enable you hide and escape from all the evils Satan is planning toward you. In Jesus' name. So, I want us to look at another scripture. Open your Bibles to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 52. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 52. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? you think. And they have slain them which feared before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. Yeah, do you see that? Let me read it again. Acts chapter 7 verse 52. Acts of the Apostles chapter 7 verse 52. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? Now, this is Stephen. Yeah, this is Stephen, one of the ministers in the early church. Yeah, this is him talking to the religious leaders. Yeah, he was telling them, he's saying, which of the prophets in the Bible have not your fathers persecuted? Yeah. And then he went further to say, and they have slain them which feared before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. Yeah, so he said, your fathers killed every prophet that prophesied about the coming of Jesus. Your ancestors killed them. And now you have put on the same evil nature, the same evil attitude and character. And now you are going to kill me too. Yeah, because eventually they killed Stephen. They killed him for standing for the truth, for telling them the truth. Yeah. You can search the Old Testament. And you're going to see that men have been known to persecute the truth and those who stand for the truth, those who preach the truth, those who teach it, and even those who practice it. Men have been known to persecute such people. So it is not a new thing if the same thing is happening now. If you stand for the truth, you will be persecuted. Yeah. It is not a new thing. Yeah. We've seen husbands persecuting their wives. Wives persecuting their husbands. Parents persecuting their children. Yeah. We've seen a lot. So it's a normal thing. Yeah. Many of the prophets in the Bible were persecuted. Why? Because men hate righteousness. Yeah. Men hate the light. Men love darkness than the light. Men are looking for people that will tell them lies than those that will tell them the truth. Yeah, so this thing is everywhere, and it's not just happening, it has been happening since the Bible days, since the Old Testament days, or maybe I should say since the beginning of creation. Yeah, because even the devil appeared in the Garden of Eden, and the devil came with a lie, and Eve believed the lie and convinced her husband to believe the lie. Yeah, so men have always been loving lies than the truth. Yeah, because God said, don't eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat from it, you will surely die. But the serpent came, and then the devil said, you will not actually die. Your eyes will just be open. Yeah, and they fell for the lie. Yeah, they fell for that lie. Yeah, because it was a lie. Yeah, you know, devil have once had the glory they had. You know, devil had once had, how do I say the English? Devil have once had the glory Adam and Eve had. Yeah, so he knows what happens when someone disobeys. He knows that they become spiritually dead. Yeah, and then he knows that spiritual death eventually leads to physical death. Yeah, so he decided to trick them, yeah, into dying spiritually, so that they can eventually die physically. Yeah, and he succeeded. Yeah, because Adam and Eve thought God meant they would just die and cease to exist. And yeah, so God did not really explain to them what that death is means and how they would die. Yeah, so they had that fear that if we eat this fruit, we just cease to exist. We just perish instantly. So they did not. But deep down in their heart, they love themselves more than God. Yeah, because if they really love God, if they loved God more than themselves, they would not believe the lie of the serpent. And they would not follow that lie. Yeah. But they loved themselves because the serpent told them that eating the fruit would benefit them and would even make them like God. Yeah, so that was why they fell. Yeah, so it was a test and they failed. Even the same way God has tested many Christians today, and they keep failing. Yeah, because they love themselves more than Him. Yeah. Yeah, so Satan packaged the lie and presented it to Eve. Yeah. That was how man lost immortality. Yeah, because man wasn't created to die. Man was created to live forever. But we lost that opportunity by believing lies. Yeah, because now we die, but we're not supposed to die. Yeah. song. I pray you will not believe lies. I pray you will not love lies. In Jesus' name, I pray you will love the truth and you will run for it. In Jesus' name. And let us continue. Open your Bibles to Galatians chapter 4, verse 29. Galatians 4, 29. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Yeah, okay. Can you see that? Yeah. Let me read it again. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. So we saw that the son of the bond woman persecuted the son of the free woman. We know the story of Hagar and Sarah. Yeah. Sarah was the one that was chosen by God to produce the seed that will bear the covenant, the seed that will carry the covenant of God for Abraham, the promise God made for Abraham. Sarah was the one that was chosen to produce the child that will inherit that promise. The other woman was not chosen, even though she also had a tie for Abraham. Yeah, so Apostle Paul was using that as an illustration to explain the war, the enmity, the hatred between the flesh and the spirit. Yeah, because when the bond woman saw that Sarah also had conceived and given birth, now fight began. She wanted a son to hear it, the promise. Yeah, maybe she felt I was the first to give birth. Yeah, you know, but Abraham and his wife Sarah had to chase her away. Yeah, because the inheritance doesn't belong to her son. So both her and the son, Ishmael, was chased away. Yeah, so even in the same way, those that are born of the flesh, Those that are born after the flesh, we always persecute those that are born after the Spirit. Yeah, because it is those that are born after the Spirit that will inherit the promise. Yeah, but those that are born after the flesh, they have no promise of God to inherit. Yeah, they have no promise to inherit. And who are those that are born after the flesh? Today, they are the unbelievers, those that are not born again. those that are not saved? And who are those that are born after the Spirit? They are the believers, you and I, sons of God, children of God. Yeah, and we are partakers of the promise. Yeah, we are heirs of the promise. Yeah, we have to inherit the promise. I pray that you will be a child of God indeed, in Jesus' name. Now, if you read Romans chapter 8, you're going to see how this same man of God, Apostle Paul, explained walking after the flesh and walking after the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you can see that. What does it mean to walk after the flesh? It's simple. It's when the flesh is the one controlling your life. And what does it mean to walk after the Spirit? It's when it is the Spirit that is ruling your life. So every time the flesh is the one ruling you, you are under condemnation. That's what that verse means. But whenever it is the Spirit ruling your life, you are free from condemnation. Yeah. Because there is no way the Spirit will be in control over your life and you will sin against God. It is not possible, except if you have been possessed by a wrong spirit. And there's no way you'll be possessed by a wrong spirit if you're not walking after the flesh. So let us look at another scripture. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 3 to 4. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. This is Apostle Peter talking here. He said, the people, the people, those believers were following to do those evils, were surprised when they saw that they no longer joined them to do evils anymore. Yeah, because he was writing to the believers and was reminding them that you should know that in time past, you were doing all these sinful things, and that when you stopped doing them, the people who were your friends in those sinful things were shocked that you suddenly stopped doing the same. Yeah, they considered it strange. Yeah, they considered it strange. Yeah, so the people of the world will consider your righteous living very strange. Yeah, and that is if you are really, really righteous. Yeah, they will consider it strange because that is not in their nature. Yeah, and they don't even know how to do righteousness. Yeah, let us look at the last scripture before we round off. Open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 3 verse 12. First John chapter 3 verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? That is, why did he kill his brother? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Yeah, did you see that? Cain killed Abel because the works of Cain were evil, whereas the works of his brother were righteous. So, the righteous can be killed just because of their righteousness. Yeah, even as Cain killed Abel. Yeah. You know, it has always been like this. Even from the beginning of time, there is a light and there is darkness. And light has his own children, and darkness also have his own children. Yeah, it has always been like that. Yeah, so there will always be people of the light, and there will always be people of the dark. Of the darkness. Yeah. And every ministry and minister of God is to help as many souls come out of darkness into the light. And that is why you are hearing this type of teaching at this time. Yeah, and that is why you have received a lot of teachings from our ministry. Yeah, because God wants you out of darkness into his light. And he wants you to be rooted and grounded in his light, such that you can no longer step out of his light to embrace darkness. Yeah, but it's painful when after a minister of God, I've preached and preached and preached, and I've taught and taught and taught, and yet the same people who have learned and have known the truth will still do contrary to the truth, and they will still go after the darkness. Yeah, it's indeed a painful thing, both to the minister, to the minister, and to God. Yeah, so my heart desire is that you remain in the light. Yeah, that you remain in the light, that you remain in the truth forever. Yeah, so that I can see you in God's kingdom. So that I can see you in heaven by the time this world comes to an end. Yeah, so that is my heart's desire. And I pray that you receive grace to remain in the light and in the truth forever in Jesus' name. Yeah, so we are going to stop here. If you have questions, you can ask on the Telegram group. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this hour we have spent in your presence. Thank you for all that you have taught us. Thank you for making it clear to us that the wicked people will always persecute, hate, and attack the righteous. And thank you for showing us that we should not stop our good works because we have been attacked. Thank you, Father. And also thank you for showing us how to be wise in escaping the attacks and the wickedness of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you manifest your power to deliver as many of us here who have been persecuted and attacked by wicked people. Oh Lord, manifest your power in our lives and deliver us from their hands in Jesus' name. Fight for everyone here and execute your vengeance on our enemies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen.